everyone. Today is Tuesday, and we have another episode for you. And
now, this was a wild ride. It's up.
We raw dog left.
We raw dog this pod. We didn't even have a list.
The whole gambit.
Yeah, we just went in and said, "Okay, here we go." It's gamut.
And I talked about my college love and crush.
And I talked about hooking up on my high school friend's parents' bed and then seeing his mom later that day.
Drunk. Millipede's now biting me.
If you're in LA this Friday, come to Fat Slut at Precinct. It's going to be a wonderful time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Forever Dog.
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, Diva. Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Hi, you slapped, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I am Meatball, and that's Big Dipper. And this is our show where we talk about whatever we want.
You just took Drinks and Cocktails deck.
Oh, I was wondering why I said that.
They've burned it into your skull. I just saw Trixie's new music video where she danced like...
it was the Beyonce.
All the single ladies.
And it was good. It was Laganja was our guest.
Well, but was that when she was on this show and she was like, I just worked with one of the dolls and you've never seen her like this before?
I think it might have been that, but we should just look at the YouTube and be like, is it choreographed by Laganja?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Then that was probably it.
I was just curious if that's what she was referring to.
I think that's exactly what she was referring to.
That was really
Trixie
fun.
Trixie works very hard. And so that was probably shot months ago.
5 months ago.
Yeah.
I want to be on a schedule like that.
She's working hard. She's currently shooting her show in Palm Springs, the Trixie Motel.
What have you been up to, Meatball?
I think we really went over it last week with the list, but I have...
No, I mean personally. I don't care about your gigs. Let's talk about you.
Personally? Just...
For me?
Living. Really... focusing on life.
Are you just staring at a spider right now?
Yeah, the spider is so big. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm really trying to, like, relax the I think the holiday season really, really, really stresses me out.
You know, when you say holiday season, I always think of the Coca-Cola commercial with all the trucks driving and the song. You know what I'm talking about?
The holidays with the bears.
Are coming. The holidays are coming.
You know that's how song? It feels. It feels like such, like, and I don't know. I've decided, and I keep telling Michael this, and he doesn't understand. I was like, I'm not doing holidays this year.
But
and he was like, what does
that
mean? And I said, I was like, I'll decorate the house, which I guess is technically doing the holidays.
That's doing holidays.
But I don't want to go visit my family. I don't want to visit his family. I don't want people coming and staying with us. I was like, you can go do whatever you want. I'll stay here with the cats. I'm okay with buying people gifts, but like, I don't want to do like a FaceTime on Christmas Day. I don't want to do any of it. I don't want to do a Thanksgiving. I want to eat Thanksgiving food because I like the food, but I don't want it to be like a whole to-do. I think I really enjoyed not stressing out about it last year, and I realized I don't like that.
Yeah, because last year it was all up in the air. It was like, what will happen? What will we do?
And last year I didn't stress out about it. Like, my Thanksgiving was with me, Pinche, and Cabrina. And
oh,
Michael.
Throwback.
And it was just like a really nice time. And I had a great time. It was just, I don't want to do family stuff. It stresses me out. I don't like to be stressed.
I know you don't like to be
stressed.
And
I'm at a point in my life where I'm allowed to choose what I do and don't do.
Okay. You better let them know. You say, I'm a gay faggot. I put wigs on my head. It earns my living. And I get to choose what I do and don't do.
Mm-hmm. What are you up to? I know you just showed me your calendar and every single day is full down to like literal minutes. And I was like, I could never. That would send me into a spiral.
It's psychotic. My big thing. Okay. And listen, talk about a broken record, but I'm going to say it. My big thing that I want to get done in the next couple months is interior design. I haven't done a thing to make this.
No, well, you did the toilet seat and then you broke it.
I did the toilet seat and I broke it, but then I replaced it. I have these stools. I want to put them somewhere. I want to do something with that. I have my all-form sofa. I'm thinking about adding the third seat.
Do it. It has. You have room for it.
I have two more seats, so it could be a four seat. So I think I'm going to rearrange.
You could make it an L and kind of make that area like a little. You don't like a seat in the middle of the room.
Oh, I can't make it an L.
Oh, you didn't get the right pieces.
No, I only have four seats straight across.
You go get one of the chaise pieces.
Well, here's the thing. I need to buy a coffee table that I have to. I want to buy
coffee tables.
What do you put in front of the couch?
We have a coffee table. I just don't like it. I'd rather be able to like literally take a running start into the room and jump onto the sofa. No glass table.
You've
in the
never
way.
Run a day in your life.
I know. That's why I got that.
I don't know. I need
scooty.
A coffee table. I need a living room. I need a bunch of things. I will say my plant is thriving.
Yes, Mama, she got that. Oh, that's funny. That's interior decor. His plant is on the plant stand is the lower half of a male presenting mannequin.
Yeah.
And he put a little thong on it.
We got the bottom half of this person, basically an underwear model mannequin, for a music video. It has a gold thong on it. And then the art director was like, "We're done with this now." And she was like, "You paid for it. What do you want to do with it?" And I was like, "I don't know." So we brought it home. And then Donnell was like,
"You didn't just rent it?"
It was cheaper to buy it. And then Donnell was like, "Your plant can just fit up on there." And she has been the plant. You know when you see a plant and all of a sudden it looks like it goes like, just sort of like stretches out and like the leaves open up. And she's just like, "Yes, plant." That is how she's been ever since she's been atop the torso.
Seeing of plants, like what I just pulled off mine.
Dead leaves, honey. You have to do the thing, which is called watering it.
I do water them, but I leave them in the drag room. And like, to be quite honest, once I came back from Palm Springs, I threw all my shit in here and haven't been in here since.
So you're saying you closed the door with your toxic, funky costumes and now your plant is dying?
No, the costumes immediately get soaked.
Oh, okay. Soaked in what? Piss?
Just in a... I have like one of those... I have like a couple of those 5-gallon buckets. And if it's a costume that can't go through the washing machine, I put detergent and I soak them in that and then like rinse them and let them air dry. So that they don't smell.
I need to do that.
I really don't like when my costumes smell because I feel like it's gross. And I feel like for so long, I would just keep putting on dirty, gross costumes. And it gave me like skin infections.
Oh, no. I was around a person recently who, no matter what they did, they were smelly. And it was really rough. I have a lot of, I think I've talked about this before, but in middle school,
mm-hmm.
So my clothes used to smell like mildew because my mom would leave them, like she would put them in the washer in the morning and then go to work. And then when she got home, she put them in the dryer. And I'm like, Diva, they sat there wet for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So like until I started doing my own wash, like things smelled like mildew. And I like when you are like using a towel and it smells like mildew, you're like, this is disgusting. And I'm rubbing this onto my body.
So now I'm going to smell like mildew.
Yeah. What a turnoff. Bad smell is like...
Yeah. I
but how do you feel about funk?
It's good until it's not. You know what I mean? There's like... there's like, I think for me and my body personally...
For me?
I think I can go about a half day. And then after that, like anything after, let's say 8 hours, it's too much. I need a shower again.
I can do about 48 hours before my
But I also wear deodorant,
bad.
So if I am wearing deodorant, I can go longer. I can go probably a full day, but I don't like my crotch stench too much after like 8 hours.
When you said we're going to raw dog this episode, you meant it.
We're talking dick sweat, baby.
I'm good for like 2 days. I can
you
even
sniff
like,
other people's underwear?
Day two, yeah, for sure. Day two, I'm like, there's someone who wants this funk. And then by the time, like if I go day two and I'm still so tired and I wake up the next day, it's a dire need for a shower.
Yeah, I can't go more than 2 days without a shower.
But listen, I'm white and my people like to really push the limit when it comes to showering.
What was that thing about all those celebrities being like, I don't bathe ever. What's the point?
I mean, I think it's the kind of thing when people heard the news, you know, because for so long, I grew up thinking this too, that every time you shower, you shampoo and conditioner, you put shampoo and conditioner into your hair, which everyone's hair is different. Everyone's hair has a different amount of oil in it, a different amount of texture, like, or a different style of texture. It's like everyone's hair is different. And I remember when I first learned, like, oh, you can shampoo your hair like once a week, or if you have short hair, not even shampoo it, just condition it once a week. Like, there are different ways that you can take care of your body.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of, you know, white people who are leaning into the, like, you know, vegan plant-based lifestyle and no chemicals anywhere are like, well, I don't need to scrub all that soap and stuff all over my body, so I'm just not going to shower.
Yeah, we got it. We got to turn the tides on that one. Love a shower. Love a shower.
Nothing feels better than I can't stop showering, won't stop showering.
You know, we've had this conversation in here before too, but when I first moved to New York,
where did you live though in New York?
I lived in New York in the East Village. Have you heard of it?
I think so. It's on the West Side.
I showered 3 times a day. I was like, this city is really gross. I'm getting really gross just like walking around and all of this stuff. And slowly as I lived there longer and longer, I was like, okay, maybe I was a little OCD at first.
Yeah, but especially now, girl, I was in a parking garage, and in order to get out, I had to, like, push open a door, and I was just like, ugh, my hand felt filthy after just doing, like, a push open.
Where was I that I just did so? Oh, I was in Palm Springs, which was wonderful for Desertopia, and I had just washed my hands.
I wanted to ask you some more questions about that because you were spiraling on your Instagram feed.
You had a really good time. I was just really fucked up the whole time for 2 days straight. Let's talk Desertopia. The amount of cocaine that I did could have taken out a horse. I should not be alive.
Who has that cocaine? Because you're not buying it.
I did.
How do you buy drugs?
Well, I got it from someone that I had done drugs with earlier, and then I asked them, like, what can you do to help me here? And they gave me that cocaine, that sweet, sweet cocaine for a large sum of money. And then I have test strips for the fentanyl because it's very dangerous.
You do.
So I tested all of the cocaine, and then I went to Palm Springs.
Wow.
Because I don't want to die.
Yeah,
that sounds crazy. And I was even doing it in front of someone, and they were like, oh my God, don't, the fentanyl, you could die. Is that who? And I was like, girl, I've had this for 3 days. I've been doing it the whole time. I tested it before I got here. And then I went to, okay.
You know that I've never done cocaine in my life.
Yeah, you strike me as a person that wouldn't. You strike me as someone, like, well, I know that you did. You smoked a bunch of weed, and then you...
Never drank, did cocaine.
And then you were like, you probably got like mildly drunk and maybe half, you probably browned out one time and were like, I have a problem.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
No, I want to drag you some more.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including categories like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, or Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I was so thrilled when Factor sent us meals to try out. I'm normally very skeptical of prepackaged meals, especially ones you heat in the microwave, but I gotta tell you, they have changed the game. I mean, this is fresh food because it is not frozen. The flavor is outstanding. These are like well put together meals, and the protein, the chicken cutlet, I was convinced it was not gonna be enough. That is a hearty, thick slice of chicken breast. Like, there is plenty of food in each Factor meal. And I think this is like an absolute awesome way if you're looking to make a shift, or if you're just looking for some ease in how you prepare your food or how you have lunch on the go. Factor's got it covered. Get chef prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready to eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring, or just get back to working all the time, because that's what I do. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need delivered right to you. Plus, you can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for their Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. That's cool. Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. And that's the numbers 50, not the word spelled out. That's code sloppyseconds50 at factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay, something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And okay, we're back.
Let me hear about Desertopia.
Desertopia, this was its first year as an event and party, and I truly didn't really know what it was. I just knew that it was like a series of parties in Palm Springs for Palm Springs Pride, all lined up. So I was booked to perform at one event, and I'm not sure if I was booked to show up at a pool party in full drag, but I know that I did. And then I made everyone. And then once I got there, I was like, someone give me a table. Someone buy me a drink. Someone do this. So I just kind of like sat in the corner of this pool party where everyone was just like in. It was a caftan themed party. So I showed up in a caftan and it was a wonderful time.
Okay.
And then that evening.
Can I make a commentary on your pool party attire?
Sure.
I know it was a caftan party, so live your life, sure. Diva.
Sure.
Go ahead and give me some feedback.
Please say something, faggot.
Do you remember, I think it was like a summer tramp, when you turned that like orange jumpsuit with the sunglasses and like the sort of wrapped up like frizzy hair? That is a serve. And I know you like that Whitney Houston wig. But Diva, she is not a serve on your head shape. I know,
but okay, so here was what was happening. Was I didn't know if I was booked for that or not. So I would have worn that jumpsuit, or I would have made a new one, but I was not padded. I didn't have any body on
because
I was just wearing
great.
A swimsuit.
Uh-huh.
The wig was because I wanted to wear the hat, and it was 100 degrees outside. So if I put on an Afro wig, I would have been drenched. I did bring two human hair units that are like 30 inches. Had I worn those, I would have been drenched. So I went with the one thing I knew I could get away with, and I wore that.
Here, let's talk about it. I think you should get a big sun hat.
Cut a hole in the top.
Cut a hole. So you can do that, wrap the hair up so it's not down around your face. You've got the sun protection of the sun hat, but you're giving a like volume of a hair show.
But it's just so hot. Like, I don't think you truly understand how
I do. I've been there. No drag.
Hot it would have been. Because we showed up and everyone was like, how do we get in the shade? It was hot. And they were just in swimsuits. And I was like in a caftan, gloves.
You had a
wig.
Lady swimsuit on underneath that?
No, I just had a Lockwood.
Oh, so you are only serving face, hat, and wig and gloves, but everything else was not in drag.
Correct, because I was going to take my makeup off and get in the pool. Then I slowly started to drink so much that I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to wear this makeup tonight. Because my plan was to go back to the hotel and take my makeup off and do this and do that. And then I ended up showing up to the hotel blackout drunk, basically being like, there's supposed to be a room for me. Like, I was so shitty.
I can't believe you made it to the second party.
Well, and then the funniest part was
didn't even perform.
I made it to the second party. I was supposed to perform at 11:30. I let everybody in the bar know I was there. I did laps every 30 minutes. I just walked around and talked to people. And then we go back and sit in the dressing room because I was so exhausted.
You're so good at when you get booked, like actually working.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm not going to sit in this dressing room and be boring. And I was like, I had people with me. Gabriel and Avery were there, and Vander and their partner.
Who's
were there.
Avery?
He was in a go-go dancing competition at Precinct, and I think that he's very funny and has the fattest ass. So I put him as one of my permanent go-go dancers for Fat Slut. And then he just happened to be in Palm Springs that weekend because he has friends that live out there. So he came and joined.
Avery.
Yeah, he's great. And then So I just walked around with them and I talked to people, and like the Double Scorpio guys were there. Like, I knew a lot of people there. Got Mick was there. Violet Chachki was there. I got to ask about the fall.
Did you? Candy Muse News.
Violet Chachki Bachkis. I don't know. I couldn't think of something that rhymed. She fell and hit her arm and face, but she was like, she's fully recovered. It was like a bad sprain. Her head hurt, but she didn't get a concussion.
Yeah. And also I saw the video of her like talking about it with Mick, and she was like, oh, I was so embarrassed. I couldn't believe it. She like fell and within a moment was standing up and sort of recovered.
And, was giving arm with that broken
wrist.
She was
like, I'm so embarrassed. Everyone's going to think I'm so bad. And I was like, you're literally perfect at everything you do. So fuck off.
Also, that was the final show of the entire tour. So her body was probably so exhausted and tired.
I heard her body was a wonderland.
Well, there's a full video of it. Remember that jerk off video of her?
What?
She did a porn. She did a little porno. This is old news. She's one of the dolls that's done porno. Let's
count
them. There was Jade.
Uh-huh.
Detox.
Uh-huh. Violet.
Violet.
Dahlia. Sasha Bell.
Oh, Sasha Bell. And now.
Milk.
Oh, yeah. Milk with the poo poo. And then. Keep going.
I don't know. I don't know that I've seen
what's
any
her
of
name?
These.
That she was like a dancer. She was on one of the. Not really. She always big hair. Ariel Versace.
Oh, yeah. She makes hella porn.
Mm hmm. And I think that's it. Well, there's probably more. We just don't know.
Oh, the Vixen. The Vixen down. And then
she got pipe. And then Aja or
King Tyra.
King James.
No,
King James. Do you think they'll ever have her back?
Aja.
Is Aja doing drag again or no?
I don't know. She's doing her. She's living her life.
I know, but it's like, okay, she's probably going to hate me. I don't really care that much. It just seems so wild that she keeps going back and forth, being like, I hate doing drag. I'll never do drag. I'm back in drag. I'm a musician. I'm only performing out of drag. I'm back in drag. Like, it's like, don't make an absolute statement.
Well, yes, that's true. Don't make an absolute statement. Just sort of be like, now my tour, I'm doing a music tour. I'm doing this. The absolute statements, the, like, having to make a statement or do something or feeling the need to put an update on social media, that stuff is all not necessary. I know that in this world, people don't feel like anything is real unless it's been published on social media. But I think Aja has enough name recognition and has built enough career for herself that she could literally disappear for 6 months on social media and then just reappear with a selfie and be like, here's this new project. And no, yeah. like, no one would really sort of be like, oh my God, what's she going
through? People would be excited. People would be like,
you could just sort of tune out and then tune back in. But I think it's interesting because it relates to what we're talking about on our Dragula reviews. It's like, J. Jolie went on a reality TV show. She probably spent, what, 4 weeks of her life? Of her entire life, 4 weeks of it, filming season 5 of Drag Race, right? Or some isolated period of time. Obviously, while the show was airing and then doing the reunion and, like, sort of the year afterwards was sort of the height of, like, being like, okay, I'm J. Jolie from Drag Race. Yeah. But because that fan base is so ravenous and Drag Race has really shaped so much of queer culture, she will always be J. Jolie from season 5. And that kind of pressure is a really wild pressure because imagine being 20-something and that's basically having your full brand identity stamped on you. I mean, I know about
this. But what's so nuts about it is that she's worked for years now not to move away from that brand identity. Like, she still owns it. She was on that. But she's just like, I'm a completely different person than I was on that show.
Right. And I mean, it's so interesting because I have you and I both experience a tiny little version of this just from self-produced stuff. Mm-hmm. People probably still say I'm a top to you
constantly.
All the time. And I know for me, the first ever music video I did, I just, at the Berenstain...
little April showers.
At the Berenstain Fair.
The Berenstain Bear Fest.
In San Francisco at the Berenstain Street Fair. I showed up and this guy was like, drip drop, you gonna do drip drop? And I looked at him, I was like, I don't do that song anymore. Because I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Yeah, that's like when people ask me to do the McDonald's number. I'm like, right. I'm not doing that anymore.
And it's like,
I literally cannot be bothered.
I think that existed before social media, sure, because you got famous for the one thing or you got recognized for the one thing. But also, I think it's reinforced even more, even though we have more access to people than ever before. And you can go and you can look and you can see. But I think rebranding is a really huge endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And when people can do it successfully, that's like, it's really impressive.
But see, for me, it's like, I mean, I understand why rebranding matters, but like, why not? It doesn't need to be an immediate change all of a sudden. It doesn't have to be an absolute, this is my new brand.
The
it can just evolve.
Thing.
It can you can slowly change the way that you do things and people can see the growth. And to me, I'm more interested in the growth of an artist than I am in being like, oh wow, they're doing this now? Like I like watching it. Or I like being able to go and see where the change happened and where they started moving differently.
Do you know Amber Riley?
Yeah.
Do you
Slut
know
walk.
What?
Slut walk.
No, that's Amber Rose. Amber Riley from Glee.
Oh. We have to edit.
No,
that.
I don't think you have to edit it out.
When I first started doing drag, Amber Riley was like, I was trying to like get dresses and like look like Amber Riley because she was the one.
No, you did. No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
The
I said
drag.
Trying. I was trying.
The drag that you were doing. You thought you were in the realm of Amber Riley?
Well, that's what's so funny about drag is because whatever fantasy I'm feeling may not be what you are seeing, but it is what I am feeling.
Correct.
You don't think I gave 1 ounce
no,
of Miss
you
Amber
were painting
Riley
your face gray and only wearing Afro wigs. You never did.
Oh, my.
Am I wrong?
It was the wrong color. I painted myself. I used, I just didn't, no, I didn't have anyone to teach me. I mean, I had like the internet or whatever, but it was all, I was only following white people's things.
What about your drag mom?
Different undertone.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
So I was painting with pink undertones on a yellow undertone skin.
Gray. The reason I brought up Amber Riley is because, you know, like her music career now, like she's making pop music. She goes by Riley.
Oh.
So it's not like, and our musical guest, Amber Riley. It's like, and our musical guest, Riley. And I get that. But also I'm like, girl, your name, Amber Riley, is synonymous for being an amazing singer. So when you're launching your singing career, even though you're not an actor being a singer, and even though you're not singing musical theater, and so you're saying, like, Riley is original R&B and pop music. Riley is my music career. Riley is not me singing Wicked for PBS. It doesn't make sense. It's not a big enough shift for me, because I'm like, just be Amber Riley.
Just be Amber Riley.
Name recognition that is synonymous with talent.
Speaking of Wicked on PBS, let's get into it. No.
The casting was announced for the Wicked movie. Let's unpack it.
Cynthia Erivo sang Elphaba's part on the Wicked PBS special, and now she is cast as, no, she's saying Glinda's part in For Good, I think.
I don't know that I saw her do
we
that.
Watched we, it and did a full recap on it. Well, so you're telling me now Braid. That you're a liar?
No, we talked about the singer that you refer to as Braid.
Braid. Which, honestly, hey, here's a fun party trick. If you're at a party, because I did this all weekend in Palm Springs, and you kind of forget someone's name, just literally referring to
blue
them
shirt?
As a item of clothing, whole room will lose it. The whole room, they'll be like, oh my God, he called you blue shirt.
No.
He called you small cock.
Here's the thing. You have a certain je ne sais charm about yourself. That you can be sort of rude and cunty to people, and people enjoy it and laugh. Not everybody can do that.
Not everyone has the gift of bitch. Okay, Ariana Grande will be playing Glinda the Good Witch, which I think is wild. If you want to hear a full breakdown of this, go over and listen to me and Tim Murray talk on Slumber Party. Podcast, because we did a breakdown of like who we would cast and who we would want. And I think the best casting thing out of my mouth, my best choice, would be that if Kristen Chenoweth put on old age makeup and played the wizard. Wouldn't that be fun? Because then we would have a cameo.
Yeah. I mean, she could also play. There are, I mean, who's the lady professor?
Madame Morrible.
She could play that, right?
Maybe.
But
I
agree.
That's a lower register role.
I also think there are a couple other spots for cameos. And I'm sure in the movie they're writing like that.
Oh yeah.
You know, there are more, you know, cameo spots for like when they retell the story of her childhood and when they do One Short Day. Like, so my hope is that all of like the iconic people from the Broadway and the touring and that kind of thing get like fun little cameos. But
did you hear who they think is going to be Fiero?
No.
Harry Styles.
I was just going to say that. I think that's good.
I think that would be a good choice. I don't know about his acting ability.
He's charming enough, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
How old is Cynthia?
36.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing.
They're 34.
Okay, but they're playing like...
And Ariana Grande is like 30, isn't she?
Yeah. So they are playing like freshman in college. Oh, so she's much younger. Well, not much, much. But
not much younger.
But they're playing freshman in college, but they're playing like... I think they're doing it like Saved by the Bell. You know what I mean? Like
everyone is just going to be
like 5 or 6 years older than how they
are. Right. Okay. So listen, I think Cynthia Erivo is great. What's interesting is obviously there are undertones about bigotry and racism in the story of Wicked because mm-hmm. like the one person has green skin and everyone like doesn't have green skin.
Absolutely.
But it's also interesting because the history of the American actors who have played Elphaba on Broadway and on tour predominantly,
are
white, right?
Mostly white. There's maybe been, I think there's only been one black one on Broadway.
Mm. And then
the touring cast, there's been a couple. And Shoshana Bean, I think, is maybe half black. I don't know. Don't
And then
me.
Arianti. This could be... Now, people forget that she was an actor
first. She started
first.
On Broadway. Her first
on Broadway?
Acting role was on Broadway, and then she went to Nickelodeon.
Oh.
And then she, like, fell into being a musician.
Right. And the thing about Ariana is she probably has significant chops that she has never really, really used because she has fallen into her performative personality as a pop star, which is and going and this and that. But she, I think, obviously is a powerhouse singer. I feel like this might be the kind of thing where she like disappears for a little bit, has some really intense acting coaches, and does like a full character. I would hate it.
Glinda's not an easy role.
It's like the timing, the comedy.
So I was like, she's probably got like three acting coaches, someone telling her like, this is the best way to say this line. This is how to be funniest here. Like, she will be learning.
And I hope that it is not. I hope she, you know, for lack of a better term, I hope she disappears into the role. And like, wouldn't it be sick if she like got a Golden Globe nomination or something?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Also, if you don't think that she knows how to sing musical theater,
you're wrong
because there's a video of her singing one of the hardest songs in theater to sing from Little Women. It's called Astonishing.
Uh-huh.
And like the only person that's ever sang it correctly is Sutton Foster. You know Sutton Foster.
Yes.
And she slays it.
I mean,
and she doesn't
like,
sound breathy and like pop star. It's full Broadway belting. It's so good.
I feel like the only way this is going to really work for her is if she stops doing everything Ariana Grande related for like 6 months and only she does like boot camp for Wicked and like really
she strikes me as the type of person that would do that. She seems
she doesn't need to keep doing The Voice. She's good.
Maybe she already started and The Voice was her way of being like, I can still collect checks, but like during the day I can train.
Girl. James Corden, you want to talk about that?
The petition to not have him involved. Here's what I will say. When I worked with James Corden, on the magazine cover for Attitude magazine, I believe it was, that we share. You can see me, I'm in the bottom left. He was nice, very nice. He was super friendly, bought us all pizza.
He's too young to be the wizard.
Oh, I thought he was probably going to go for like an older Bach.
No, they're saying that he's going to be the wizard.
No. What I was going to say was keep him away from my musicals.
How about the Billy Porter impressions?
Those Sweetie. Are great, sweetie. Like, I can't remember the guy's name, Larry something. I posted it on my Instagram story. It's so funny. But keep Billy Porter away from this, too. Love him. Love him.
Did you watch the Cinderella on Amazon?
No, I heard it was terrible. And then I saw was like that clip of Camila Cabello singing that one part, and she's like, am I wrong? And they like left it in the movie.
Would anybody be interested in doing a watch-along episode of the Cinderella? Or I guess anything, because Meatball, what
we
could do...
We haven't done a review show in a while. Oh, wait, it's all we do now.
No. Watch-along.
So you'll be dressed like Billy Porter and I'll be dressed like Camila Cabello?
No, we literally get together and we record us saying 3, 2, 1, press play. And then people can watch along and we'll comment on it and it's real time.
Oh, I'm in. We can sit on your off-form sofa.
Should we do something like that for the holidays?
That'll be our holiday gift to y'all. Tell us what movie we should put out. A thing like a little poll
because we could do like a classic drag movie, we could do a classic holiday movie, we could do Home Alone. You know, he says he looks at the girlfriend,
that's
he goes,
a Christmas movie. Woof. Oh, woof.
All right, well, this is a fun idea. Let's do that. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
We're going. And we're back.
Wait, what were we going to say before we ended the conversation on Wicked? I don't know. We said we were going to raw dog this episode. You fuck raw these days? No condoms?
Yeah, no.
You just like as much cum inside your butt as possible from your lover, from your life partner?
Yes, absolutely.
I've got my life partner's cum inside.
I show up to the gig. Sorry about the wet spot. The cum dripped out. Are you raw dogging it?
I guess.
You're not really like, when was the last time you've toppled someone? When was the last time you mounted a man?
Last week.
Oh, I thought you had given up on topping.
No, I'd be fucking.
I stay fucking.
I have been fucking.
But now you like to rob. But do you check if they're on prep and you're on prep? Or is it like, I'm on prep, let's live the life?
Often it's a conversation. I get tested really regularly now. I think I get tested every 2 months because just to circle back, I be fucking.
We heard.
And I get tested often. I communicate with my sexual partners about what they prefer. It's interesting though, like, because I think there were a few moments recently, like in conversation with people about using condoms, and I was like, oh yeah, because someone said like, ew, who uses condoms anymore? And I'm like, if anyone ever wanted to use a condom, I would happily use a condom.
Yeah, if someone asked, I mean, yeah. I guess if Michael was like, can I wear a condom? I'd be like, I guess.
You'd be like, no.
I mean, it doesn't bother me.
It is interesting, though, because some people do full refusal of that.
Oh, like a cum dump.
Uh-huh. All right, so last week we kind of dragged the Madonna in, which is fine. That was my experience.
That was your experience. For me? I had a completely opposite experience. Although, my one note would be that I don't think that there are enough plant-based options on their menu, but that's it.
Girl, they don't seem like an updated plant-based menu type of spot.
They had a couple.
Salad?
Yeah, it was basically salad or like a hummus sandwich or something.
Okay. Well, someone called in, so.
Hey, fucks. This is Wes. I am a longtime listener. I'm a truck driver, so I've listened to you guys. You're part of my regular
podcast. You fucking the bed of your truck?
While I'm on the road.
The bed.
But I was just listening to the episode with Big Dipper talking about the Madonna Inn. And I just have to say, you've got it all wrong. You don't go to the Madonna Inn for the crazy pink hotel rooms. You don't go to the Madonna Inn for the perpetual Christmas in the dining room. You go to the Madonna Inn when you're closeted and in college, like myself, who went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. You go to the Madonna Inn when you're closeted in college with all your straight friends, and you go to the bathroom in the lobby that has the waterfall urinal.
Yes.
And you pee in the trough waterfall urinal with all of them coming off of the rock wall, and then you get to look at all your straight friends' dicks. That's why you go to the Madonna Inn. Bye!
Okay, I see that.
I don't know if I support that. I don't know if...
Because you don't want to look at your friends' dicks.
Yeah, I don't like seeing my friends' dicks. But unless I think it's would like, be unless different. They want me to see it. You know what I mean?
I think it would be different if you were closeted and in college and like trying to figure out, like you end up, oh my God.
Do you have a story? Do you remember?
I Memories. Was in love with this boy named Bobby in college.
Mm-hmm.
In love with him.
Mm.
He was so fine and so cute and so friendly and literally had like the best body I've ever seen in my entire life. Like muscle down, thick. He was a runner. And we were friends. And he was like so friendly to me. And he would like, we would eat together, just the two of us.
He wanted it.
I think he was, you know, the straight people. I mean, this happens, I think, in college a lot more. Maybe less now because the Gen Zers are all like pan or whatever. But like,
drag them. drag them for knowing themselves.
But like, you know, in college, they're the guys who identify, oh, I can get attention from gay dudes and I'm going to sort of gay bait.
Yes. I think a lot of times they wanted it.
It never occurred to me, like, Bobby didn't seem like the kind of person that was doing that. Like, it really did seem like we were just genuinely friends.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just, I mean, like, still, it's so funny that like it all came flashing over me, because I'm like, why would he ask me to eat dinner with him? We ate dinner like one-on-one once a week. Like, I remember us like hanging out all the time. And then we would like hang out in common rooms and he would like sit directly next to me. So our legs were touching like thigh and calf on the couches. But then he would be like, oh, do you want to meet my girlfriend? Like all that type of shit.
Ooh, that's weird. It gets weird when the girlfriend's involved, unless he was hoping.
No, because not, also, okay. As you recall,
I'm really this was trying like, to like make this happen for you. And it's like, this it was like, didn't like, happen.
It didn't happen. It was like 20 years ago. Well, maybe not 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And this was before I lost my virginity. This was before like,
oh, weird.
This was like my freshman and sophomore year of college. And like, I was not confident in myself and in my body. I hadn't really like landed yet. And like, I didn't lose my virginity until after I graduated from college. Like, so
which is dark.
I really, oh, and like, getting fucked by an old man when you're 13 and there's a cooler full of iced tea in a Motel 6 is not dark.
It wasn't a Motel 6, but yeah.
Was it a Hojo?
No, I can't remember what it was, like a Palace Inn. Is that a thing? It was like shaped like a castle. I was like, ooh, interstates of fancy. Texas. Rich. Anyway, back to your story. Well, I have a very similar one where there was this guy when I was in high school, and he went to a different high school, but we went to church together. Mm. And there would be so many times where he would like just pick me up in his car, and we like go out and hang out, and like go to Taco Cabana and like eat dinner, and then hang out in a park at after dark. And I was like, there were so many times where I was like, I'm so confused. Like, why does this straight guy just want to hang out with me one-on-one out in public? Like, and I didn't know what to do. And like later, now when I look back at it, I'm like, oh, he was hoping that I would have made a move or made an offer or done something, because like he wanted to know, but he couldn't make the first move. It was so weird because there was times where we would like show up to house parties. And he'd be like, yeah, we're just going to go in for a quick second. We would get like a little drunk, and he'd be like, all right. And he would take a comforter, and he'd be like, let's go to a park. And would like, we would, of course, you know, me in Texas, we would drive drunk over to a park. Well, he would drive. And we would like hang out on a comforter and just like stare up at the stars.
Have you watched any of the new Big Mouth?
No.
New season of Big Mouth is out. And Jay, the bisexual character, who is so fun, has like a little hookup with one of the like hottest straight kids in the class.
Ooh,
and it's like a secret hookup. And then girl. he's like, I need more from you. Can you claim me publicly? And the guy was like, no, we're done. And they would just like hook up in closets and like behind the school.
I did that one time.
Shit like that.
One time my friends and I were playing hide and seek in their house, and it was a big group of us. And I got in a closet with a man named Chris. And while we were in there, he pulled his dick out and I sucked it for a little bit. What's wrong with us?
Gay people are fucked up.
We are fucked up. God, I hope my parents don't listen.
God, I hope I get it. Okay, let's. I have another voicemail here.
Hi, Big Dip. Hi, Meatball. First time caller.
Okay, I'm horny.
I've been listening for like a few months now, to be honest.
We love honesty.
Story. Really, no one doesn't really know about this, so. There was this guy who I was fooling around with, not dating, never been in a relationship, not important. Anyways, but yeah, like, you know, being the whore I was, like, we was always having a lot of sex. And one day he came over, and we were downstairs in the kitchen, and we had sex all over the kitchen. The counters, the table, the chair, the floor, and then we moved it over to the living room, got on the couch, a few of the coffee tables, you know, and all this is while my mom was upstairs for one. So yeah, a little sneaky gig, which kind of gives, like, you know, it kind of makes it better yet again, the other freaking me, either or. But yet, like, the crazy thing about it is just that, like, to this day, no one in my house has known, and I just watch people sit at that table, touch that table. I've seen people, like, you know, like sit on the couch like nothing, and I'm just like, I just fucked all over that couch and that table, and y'all are enjoying your dinner and watching your movies like it's nothing, but okay, work. But yeah, I'm like, I don't feel bad about it, because like, the sneaky dick was good. But yeah, just thought I'd share that one, and also, hopefully you guys accept this one. Goodbye!
Okay.
Did you ever do anything weird like that?
Well, the maybe getting caught thing is not exciting to me. So to me, I'm like, oh, sex all over the kitchen. Cool. That's fine. You're like really in the moment. Like, I remember when I was living in New York with my ex-boyfriend, like, if I would come up behind him while he was like doing dishes or cooking, I would try to fuck him in the kitchen. And that happened like once or twice. But like,
yeah,
I
like, he was like, Dipper, or sorry, you're dead. I'm trying to do the dishes. Wait,
why did you?
Because he probably didn't call you Dipper.
No, he didn't. But stop. But like, I don't know. While someone else is in the house or upstairs, like I'm not like I don't like the like necessarily.
I didn't like it either.
Around.
I didn't like the sneaking because it made it feel like we had to rush it, and I was always like, if we're doing this, I want it to take some time because this is only going to happen once every couple months, probably.
It is kind of fun to see a space and be like, oh, we're using this space for, you know, eating a meal together as a family. Yeah. But 2 days ago, I was eating ass on that table.
One time, I hooked up on my friend's, like, parents' bed with him.
Ew.
And that was, like, weird. But he really, I was like, your room is right upstairs. Like, we don't have to do this.
The parents' bed is such a weird thing in my
brain.
And
his mom worked at my school, so I would always see her, and I would just be like, the shame that would wash over me. Because I knew that they didn't know, but I would just be like, she knows. She knows. She has to know.
Sheena knows. Let's take a break.
All right, let me go pee. This episode's a mess. And we're back.
Hello.
Hello. We've really gone through the gamut today. We've gone up, down, left, right.
Through the gamut. What's a gamut?
All of it, you know? It's everything. It's just, like, it's just all of it.
It's just all of it. You know, it's just all of it.
Do we have one more call, or are we going?
You've got a nap on the books and you're just waiting.
It's actually not. Well, it's going to be some dad grass and then maybe riding my little scooty around. Oh, right.
Yeah.
You came and rode the scooty.
That was so fun. What a serendipitous moment.
It felt right. You came over. You dropped off some weed and some Raycons.
Raycon.
And you got to see my new Segway from Segway Los Angeles. I went and picked it up. It was so fun.
That is amazing. Do they have like a bunch of different...
Yeah, so they have like electric motorcycle, like dirt bikes that go like very, very fast. And then they have little like go-karts. And they have, of course, the regular scooters there. But it was... I don't know. I like when I designed it because they made it look how I wanted it to look. It looks insane. Like when I was driving around the neighborhood yesterday and people were looking at it and being like, what is that? What are you on?
Oh my God. That is so cool. I feel like I would like, I don't really have like a place to go. Like I think if I lived in a different neighborhood, I would really have use for one, but I kind of would, I kind of be into like one of those, I'm going to say it, one of those like Segways that you stand on, but you hold it with your knees.
Oh, they have those too. Those
so
are
you
very
don't,
San Francisco.
Yeah, you don't hold the handlebars. It's just like a balance thing and you use it to like get around.
That would be fun. I mean, I really like it because I live close enough to a grocery store that it's faster than driving in a car, but it's also far enough away that I don't want to carry groceries. I just can't wait. I'm about to bust that baddie out today. I'm gonna take her up and down.
That's amazing. It's called the e-moped.
Yes.
Okay, work. Let's listen to some more voicemails.
Would you like that? Right. Yeah.
Hi, you slops. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
This is a story about the time I got my back blown out at the Vons grocery store.
Word.
So okay. I was on Scruff one night with my husband. We're looking for some fun. And this guy named Hung Dad messages us. And he says, hey, you know, I'm at work right now. Come by, visit me. And we're like, okay, let's do it. So we go to the grocery store and no picture. So we're walking around. We're messaging him. We're here. Where are you? He says, don't worry, I'll come find you. So we're walking around and he finds us. And he wasn't unattractive. He definitely was a daddy. So he's like, follow me. We walk back to the office and he has my husband stand in front of the door so no one can come in. So we're back there. My husband's blocking the door, make sure that no one comes in. And I start blowing him. He pulls it out and I definitely wouldn't say he was hung. I wouldn't call him that. But we're there. We're going to enjoy your time.
Oh, she didn't like
the dare there. And he's like, okay, get on your knees. I want to fuck you. So I get on this rolly chair in this office and I'm on my knees and I have a really thick ass. I go to the gym. I take spin class and he can't get it in because it wasn't big enough. It was too short.
Oh, couldn't get past the cheeks.
No worries. We make this work. I get on my back on this chair. My arms are grabbing the back of the chair. My legs are in the air. And he is just trying to get it in there, but it's not working.
So he just starts thrusting, like if he's inside me, and knocks the chair out from under me, and I land on my back. The chair hits the desk, and it's super loud. He's like, get dressed, get out. We're going to get in trouble. Get out. So he kicks us out of the office, and I got my back blown out. I was in pain for days afterwards.
Oh, no.
I couldn't go to the gym. Thanks for listening to my story, y'all. Big fan. And even bigger bottom. Love you guys.
Oh my God. What a roller coaster of a story.
Oh, also, the whole time he was talking about that, I was thinking he was like on a rolly chair, right?
So that's what he said. Like,
every thrust is just going to keep rolling. That's so bad.
Yo.
How many times do you think that store manager has had his little dicky sucked back there? That's
kind of
hot. That's kind of hot.
But let me just say, don't put hung in your profile if you're not hung, because you're going to end up having a nasty conversation with people. You should just
be
like,
about to be like, that's not big.
Horny dad.
Horny dad. Horny father of two. Looking for a break from my wife.
Because there are literally people who all they want is 10 inches of cock inside them. And if you say hung in your profile and you're not serving that. Also, there are plenty of ways to fuck, even a fat ass, when you don't have many, many inches. And it doesn't involve them being on all fours. It involves them being on their back. You should just not do it on a rolly chair.
Absolutely.
Back pain? A sexual injury?
I had like a little tweak in my back the other day and I was like, oh, this might be the end for me. That just reminded me of a story that someone was telling me.
Do tell.
They posted some like horrible Grindr interaction they had, and then they were like, this is just how things are where I'm at, because he moved to a small town to go to college and now he's like, I gotta move back to a big city because everyone on Grindr is weird like this or a faceless profile. And I was like, well, why don't you just try Sniffies if like all you're after is like cock? And he was like, I think the police here are on Sniffies, because he like went to a public sex thing, checked in, and then like the next person that drove into where he was, it said there was, like, someone coming, and the next car was a cop car.
Oh, they're trying to get...
So now, I'm like, is Sniffies... well, you shouldn't be having sex publicly. Sniffies doesn't say that. It says you meet someone in public, and then you go somewhere
safe. And then you go somewhere private, yeah.
So...
Dang.
But that's crazy that the cops are on it now. What's going to happen to the third floor Macy's bathroom?
Someone sent this screenshot of someone talking shit on Sniffies, and I'm texting it to you right now, Meepaw. I would like you to read this message aloud, and this will end the episode for today. This one is crazy. Be careful. Hold on. Be careful out there, people. Like, entrapment? That's fucked up. And also, if you're a fucking cop, first of all, get a different job. Second of all, if you're trying to fuck people in public, don't show up in your uniform or with the cop car if you're just trying to have sex.
Yeah. That's
wild. Fucked up.
That's messy. And there's and people have a fetish for that. Okay.
A dramatic reading from Sleepies performed by Matisha. What's the name? Like, if you call Meredith Cheredith?
Meaty Bobiti. Meaty diabetes.
No, it needs to be like a if you were to work in like a corporate job and you were to have like a full female name.
Well, I'm named after a food.
Yeah.
So
like Ballington could be the last name. Meticia?
Meticia Ballingtons.
Yeah. Like you call fucking Nicole Jizzington.
If you're in Los Angeles this Friday, please come to Fat Slut at Precinct, hosted starring by me. We have a Matisse wonderful Ballington lineup. We have Vicky Vox, who hasn't performed at a club in a hot minute. We have Love Connie, because I love Connie. We have the Cuban Missile Crisis himself, Tito Bonito, will be giving us
the divas.
And then all the way from, I guess, either Palm Springs or LA. I'm not really sure, but she really wowed me in Palm Springs. So I hired Beijing, a fat drag queen who is an incredible performer. And amazing. We might have a special guest if she is going to be in town. And I will tell you, her name is Nicole Jizzingtons. Okay, back to the dramatic reading. Looking for a dom for this Thursday near Irving in Harlem? We'll have a motel room. Have a kink involving insects. I have them. Need CBT, cock and ball torture. Willing to be tied up. Have pics of what you will be putting on my body. Serious. Oh, I have a huge Madagascar hissing cockroaches to put on my cock and balls. Need a dom. Drunk. Millipedes now biting me.
Where'd the millipedes come from? He says, I have a huge Madagascar hissing cockroach to put on my cock balls and ass, and I need a dom. And then the update is, I'm drunk. Millipedes are biting me. Girl, where you get the millipedes from?
Is this like an insect wrangler?
Oh my God, maybe. Like on location in a hotel room.
He's like, I have this hotel room and all these insects. You want to put them on my body?
So wild.
Well, thank you all so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod. You can follow me on Instagram at Spiciest Meatball. Big Dipper is Big Dipper Jelly. And on Twitter, I am Fat Drag Meatball and he is Big Dipper Jelly again. You could call in with your fuck talk story to 213-536-9180 or leave us an email at sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. Goodbye! Doodle-a-doot-doot forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.